The seventh parak continues the daily routine in the Beis HaMikdash, and effectively with the offering of the Ketores, the Korban Tamid service is complete. There are some technicalities still. For example, the wine libation has not been done and the limbs have not been burned yet, but because it's effectively done, the Kohanim now enter into the Heichal to bow down, to prostrate themselves. And Mishnah Aleph tells us that it was actually done in three different phases. First, the Kohen Gadol, second, the Memunah, and third, the rest of the Kohanim. Mishnah Aleph says as follows: Bizman shekohen gadol nichnas lishtachavos, at the time that the kohen gadol would go in to prostrate himself in the heichal, shlosha achazim bo, there were three other kohanim, because of to show him kavod, they would assist him. Echad b'yamina, one would be on his right side, v'echad b'smola, one on the left side, effectively similar to the chazan who is assisted on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when he bows down as one on the right, one on the left, and an additional one, v'echad ba'avanim tovos, and a third kohen who was holding on to the nice, literally the nice gems or stones it's talking about, as the Bartanu explained, Sha'al Kesvos Ha'Ephod. On the shoulders of the Ephod, there were beautiful stones, so that had to be held in place. V'kevan Sheshama HaMemuna Kol Raglav Shal Kohen Gadol Shu Yotze, and once the Kohen Gadol bowed down, he prostrated himself, now he got up, and now that the Memuna heard him approaching, leaving the Heichal, he would hold to the side the parochas, the curtain of the ulam, so the Kohen Gadol could leave, and now it was his turn. So the Memunah himself would go down, he would bow down as well, he would leave, and the third phase, the rest of the Kohanim would go into the Heichal, they would bow and leave as well. Mishnah Beis, we are now going to continue, just a little bit background, there were five Kohanim that we talked about previously, that had tasks inside the Heichal. One of them cleaned the menorah, second one cleaned the Mizbeach, and another three were involved in the Ketores. And at the same time, other Kohanim that had won the pious, that had won the lotteries, they had brought the limbs of the Korban Tami to the top of the outer Mizbeach in order for it to be burned. We'll be talking about that in the next Mishnah. But thereafterward, after the five Kohanim went on the inside, they did their task, the other Kohanim on the outside brought the various limbs to the top of the Mizbeach, they all gathered together to do the Birkas Kohanim. Mishnah basis as follows: Ba'u ve'amdu al ma'alos ha'ulam. They all got together, standing on the 12 steps in front of the ulam. Amdu Harishonim, the first one stood there. That's talking about the five that were inside the ulam doing their responsibilities. They came out first. Amdu Harishonim lidrom achem akonim. They would stand on the southern side of the rest of the konim when they were joined. V'chamisha kelim biyadam, and those five still had the kelim that they used in their hands. Ateni biyadacha, the basket that was used by one coin to clear out the ash of the mizbeach. He still had that basket in his hand. Ba'akuz biyadacha, the one that cleaned out the ash and the wicks from the menorah, he still had the jug, the kuz in his hand. And now we're going to talk about the three that did the ketores. The machta was the shovel that was used by one of them to bring the coals from the outer mizbeach to the inner mizbeach. He still had that shovel in his hand. And the one that did the actual application of the ketores, he had the spoon in his hand. And the one that assisted him, the one who assisted him, he had the ladle with the cover in his hand. Continuing, now we go on to the birkas kohanim together. It was considered, it was one bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, as we will say shortly. Elish Abedina Omrim also Shalosh Brachos. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the psukim of the Birkas Kohanim, there are three psukim, they were said separately because there's an amen said outside of the Beis HaMikdash after each of the psukim, so it's considered three different brachas. Uvamikdash, however, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, bracha achas, because there's no amen, it's considered one bracha. You say the same three psukim, but no amen in between, so it's considered one bracha. Vamikdash, ayu Omrim, as Hashem kichsav. Other differences between when the Birkas Kohanim was said in the Mikdash and outside the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, they said Yud Hey and Vav Hey. They pronounced the Shem Hashem as it's written, Ubedino Bikinuyav. And outside, they would not say that it was written, but they would say it Ad Nus, Ado, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. That's how they would pronounce it. It's the Shem Hashem. Other differences, Bemedina, Kohanim, Nosim, Es Kapeim, Yedeim, Keneg, Kisveim. Outside of the base of Mikdash, when the Kohanim, they lifted up their hands, they would lift it up to the level of their shoulders. However, in the base of Mikdash, they would lift it above their heads because the Shekhinah was on the hands of the Kohanim, so it should be all the way up. Chutz Mikohen Gadol, the exception in the Beis HaMikdash, the one person that did not lift his hands above the head was the Kohen Gadol, according to the Tana Kama, Shein Magbinas Yadav L'malam Min HaTzitz. He could not lift his hands above the tzitz. The tzitz was the golden band on his forehead, and it had the Shem HaShem on it. Accordingly, don't lift your hands above the tzitz. Leave it below that area. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. In the base of Mikdash, Af Kohen Gadol Magbias Yadol Lamala Min Hatzitz, even the Kohen Gadol himself would lift his hands above the tzitz. It's a pasuk, Shenemar Visaron Es Yadav El Ha'am VeYevarchem. Aaron lifted up his hands El Ha'am, towards the Am, and that means that his hands were towards them above the head as well. Misna Gimel, Dizman Shekohen Gadol Rotzel Ha'akter. So now we're going to talk about what happened with the limbs that were on the altar. This actually happened before the Birkas Kohanim, so we're going to go back to that. And on a normal day, the various Kohanim that won the pious, won the lotteries, not only would they take the limbs from the altar, and each would put his respective limbs onto the Mizbeach. That would happen on a normal day, so he would not only lift them and bring them to the top, but also throw it onto the fire as well. But the Kohen Gadol had the right to, even though he didn't win the lottery, he could take any of the voters he desired. So that's what Mishnah Gimel is going to go through, assuming that Kohen Gadol, he actually took that option, and he's going to do the avodas. We'll read the Mishnah accordingly. Bizman Shekohen Gadol Rotzel Lahakter, at the time that the Kohen Gadol, if he wants to burn the limbs on the Mizbeach, he has the right to do that. Haya Ole Bakevish Vaskan Bimino. So he would go up the Kevish, up the ramp, and the Skan was assisting him to escort him up. And once he got halfway up, oftentimes the Kohen Gadol was elderly, it was difficult for him to walk up. Accordingly, Achaz Askan Biyamino Ve'elahu, and the Skan would assist him by helping him walk up, holding him on his right arm, and walk him up the rest of the Kevish. Hoshit Lo Rishon Harosh Regel. So the first Kohen, the one that had won the right to take the Roshon and the Regel, that's the head of the Korban Tamid, and the right back leg to put it onto the altar, because the Kohen Gadol has opted to do that. So that Kohen is only going to bring it up. He's going to give it to the Kohen Gadol, v'samach alei muzrakan. The Kohen Gadol is going to do two things. Number one, he's going to do smicha linan in it, and he's also going to throw it onto the Mizbeach. Hoshit Hasheni L'Rishon Shtei Yadayim. So the second Kohen who has the right to, or Hoshit Hashil L'Rishon, the second one who has the right to do the Shtei Hayadayim, that's the two front legs, instead of his handing that directly to the Kohen Gadol, he's going to hand it to the first Kohen who remains there. So the second one hands his limbs to the first one, and the first Kohen there, he's going to hand that to the Kohen Gadol. Nosna the Kohen Gadol, he gives it to the Kohen Gadol. And again, the Kohen Gadol is going to take it from that first Kohen, v'samach aleim zrakan, and the Kohen Gadol again would be smich on it, he would throw it on, and that second Kohen would leave, nishmar asheni v'halachlo, but the first Kohen that was up, he would actually stay there, and each of the subsequent Kohanim that would bring their limbs, they would hand it not directly to the Kohen Gadol, but to the first Kohen who stood there. That first Kohen would hand it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol would smicha and throw it on the Mizbeach. That's how they did it for the rest of the limbs. But who somech aleim uzorkan, and the Kohen Gadol would receive it, he would do smicha and throw it on onto the Mizbeach. And if the Kohen Gadol didn't want to do all of that work, it's a lot of effort to throw those large pieces of the Korban Tamid onto the Mizbeach. Who someif achim zokim, he could do the smicha. Another kohanim could do throwing the limbs onto the mizbeach. Just something that's not inside the Mishnah itself, there was also done at this time, the fine flour and the chavitin loaves were also thrown onto the fire, and all that's remaining at this point is the wine libation. And the wine libation was poured into a silver bowl on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So Balo Lahakif as a Mizbeach, he came up to go around to the Mizbeach, to go to the proper part, the southwest corner, but we have a quandary here. We have the Kohen going up, the Kevish, and the southwest corner where he has to do the wine libation is right there on the left side, but there's a concept that whenever you turn for Kedusha, you should go to the right, which would mean going all the way around. Going to the right corner would mean you're really on the wrong side of the Mizbeach, and you'd have to go all the way around the Mizbeach. So where should he do it? Should he go immediately to the left, to that southwest corner, or should he turn to the right, as is proper, and go all the way around? In fact, he's going to go to the right and have to go to all four corners till he gets to the southwest corner. Mikaren Dromi Mizrahi is going to go from the southeast, Mizrahi 20, northeast 20, Maravit, northwest Maravit, and then he's going to wind up Maravit Dromis on the southwest. That's where he needs to be. Nasnula Yayin Lenasach, and they would hand him the wine to do the wine libation. And now this is going to be a little bit interesting, or very interesting. There was actually at the time of the wine libation, the Levim had to be ready, because right at the time of the wine libation, they would start singing the Shir Shalyom, and we'll go through in detail the Shir Shalyom each day. Had a different shir in the next Mishnah, but But in this Mishnah, what they would have to do is that they had to alert those Levim to be on call because the Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol, is going to be doing the wine libation right now. So the Skan, Haskan Omed Al Karen Afes, who during Yadol, the Skan who was standing next to the Kohen Gadol, he was standing right there, and he had flags in his hand, and he would wave them in time to put the Levim on alert. And in addition, that wasn't it. There were actually another two Kohanim that were standing by the Mizbeach, Hushnei Kohanim Omdim Al Shulchan HaChalavim, that was one of the Shulchanas, a marble table by the Mizbeach, Eshtei Chatzotzo Shel Kesef Yadam, and they had two trumpets made of silver in their hands, and they were on call as well to start trumpeting when it would be time for the Levim to start singing. Taku Varei V'taku, and also they would be blowing not only one tekiah, but they would do it in sets of a tekiah, true, and tekiah that's called tarat. So this is what happened. Ba'ova Amdol El Tzbeitzel Ben Arza, they would go, and they would stand next to Ben Arza, who was the Kohen responsible for banging the cymbals, playing the cymbals there. Echad mimino v'echad b'swela, one would stand on his right, one would stand on his left, and now we're ready for the Kohen Gadol to do the wine libation. Shachal Nasech, the Kohen Gadol bowed down to do the Nesachim, to do the wine libation, and now he's about to do it, and the alerts go off. Vahini vaskan besudarim. So the skan next to him would wave the sudarim, the flags. Vihikish ben Arza betziltzal, and Ben Arza would go, and he would play the cymbals, and the trumpets would go, and now the levim on our alert, and now the levim here. That's the call to sing the shir shel yom. V'dibro levim b'shir. Now they said the shir shel yom. So in fact, the shir shel yom each day was a different capital of Tehillim, and they divided it into three separate stanzas. And after each of the three stanzas, those kohanim who had the trumpets, they would blow a set of tkiah trua tkiah. So in other words, three stanzas, three times blowing tarat, so that's a total of nine blows. And in addition, after each stanza, everyone in the chatzar in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash would bow down at that point. Accordingly, higiyu leperek. So when they got to the perek, that means the end of the stanza, the kohani would taku, they would blow tkiah trua tkiah, and everyone else, vishtachavuam, they would bow down in the courtyard, akob kerok tkiah. On each of those three stanzas, they would blow a tkiah, which is not only a tkiah, it was a tkiah trua tkiah, but kol tkiah ishtachavayin, each on the tarats. After that, at that same time, everyone in the courtyard would bow down. So we have nine different blows, three sets of three, and three times people are prostrating themselves in the Azara, in the Chatzar, the Beis HaMikdash. So, Seder HaTamid, Lavodas Beis HaLokeinu, this that we've gone through in detail is the Seder, the Korban Tamid, for the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, and then we have a beautiful Tefillah, Yeretzon Shibana B'meimah B'yameinu Amnein, it should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash so we can have the schutz to do the Korban Tamid. And Mishnah Dala tells us the Shir Shel Yom was said by Levim, sung by Levim, not only in the morning there was a Korban Tamid, but also in the afternoon, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Now each of these was chosen because they have a connection to what was created on that day during the Bria Sa'olam, but we're just going to quickly go through each of them without the explanation, but the Bar Tanura and others give various explanations. Hashir shayu avim ormi b'mikdash. This is the shir by Yom Rishon on Sunday. Hayormim la Hashem haaretz umlo tevel v'yashuva. That one is easy. That's when the world was created, the land and it was created. So la Hashem haaretz umlo tevel v'yashuva. Hasheni hayormim on Monday. Kol Hashem olam mo'ad b'yirlekeinu harkacha. Hashlishi on Tuesday. Hayormim alehim nitzapadas el b'ker le'imishpat. Ravi on Wednesday. Hayormim el nekumas Hashem on nekumas hafiyah. B'chamishi on Thursday, Yomim Harninu Lakim Uzeinu Hariu Lelke Yaakov, and on Shishi Erev Shabbos Hayu Yomim Hashem Malaki Uslavesh, and on Shabbos B'Shabbos Yomim Mor Shilu Yom Shabbos Mizmor Shilu Asila Vo. It's talking about. And in fact, as explained by the Bar Tanur, it's not talking about Shabbos here, but it's talking about after this world, we go through 6,000 years. So effectively, each year, each 1,000 years is a day. That's according to the Zohar, that is the day per 1,000 years. And then the 7,000 years is what we're talking about. That is when our world doesn't exist anymore. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists at that point. And for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years, that's the seventh set of 1,000 years, that is like one day. A day for 1,000 years is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Accordingly, we say, Mizmor Shila Silavo, this is the shir for the future, talking about that 7,000, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one around. The Yom Shekula Shabbos is the day that's only Shabbos, because there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Menucha L'chai Olamim, and it should be a Menucha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the only one around at that point.